be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. She saw the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and he saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived, he went into the tomb and he saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the others, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived first. He saw and he believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. When I first saw this large gathering, I said, as an act of mercy and an Easter gift, I should skip the homily. But again, it's Easter, and we deserve a reflection on the Word of God and to find some meaning in our celebration in a large community of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let me pause for these few moments of homily and look at the wonder of Jesus rising from the dead and consider what that means to us practically in our everyday life. The first thing to understand about our desire to live a full life, we must understand the presence of paradox. Paradox belongs to the journey of life. You couldn't have light unless you had darkness. Light wouldn't make sense if you didn't have darkness. There is no forgiveness unless there's failure. The paradox is real in life. You must have darkness in order to understand light. So when we come to not just believe in the resurrection, but to experience the resurrection in our own lives, we have to come to terms with the presence of paradox. Now, let me explain this in some practical way. I came to Holy Family 43 years ago. I had worked in administration in the Archdiocese for 20 years. They came out here, and I had read canon law. There are two canons in the book of canon law, which is the book of law for the church. And these canons says the mission of the priest in a parish is what's called cura animarum, or cura pastoralis plena, which means I was sent here to usher people towards saving their souls. I was here to save your souls, to help you save your souls, to assist you in the journey of saving your soul. But after I was here for a short time, I decided that in God's providence, I was sent here not to save the souls of others, but that others would save my soul. Save my soul not when I die, but save my soul while I am alive. Give meaning from life. Give a holistic sense of the value of each day of life. conscious of the fact that you, the people of God, your mission as a community of faith is to help one another in the journey, but also to give meaning to my life as your pastor way back then. So when I had baptisms, I saw the radiance of young parents and the rebirth of grandparents. It's wonderful. Hearing confessions, I remember years and years ago, hearing confessions of the children, and this little girl sat there and I said, "What would you like to ask Jesus to forgive you?" And the little girl said, "I hurt my mommy." And I waited and she said, "I didn't know that fat people had feelings." It was a beautiful moment of teaching about feelings, to connect with the feelings of others, enriching my soul. For weddings, I probably had more than 1,000 weddings here over the years. Visiting the sick, the inspiring gift of sick people who teach me how to handle suffering and how to pray in a time of suffering. To be at the bedside of a person dying, to share the prayer and to belong to the tears of a family in grief. With the family to lay hands on the person dying and say, "These are the hands of love. These are the hands of belonging. These are the hands of faith. And these are the hands of promise that you will always be in our hearts, you'll always be in our prayers." The privilege of belonging to a community of faith gave meaning to my life, enriched and saved my soul in the present moment. It's not just to believe in the resurrection. It's to experience the resurrection. Without failure, there is no forgiveness. Without sin, there is no theology of grace. The paradox is real for every one of us. And yet, in all of this time of grace, there were times of darkness. When I was discouraged, when I failed, when I sinned, I needed forgiveness. When I was uncertain and I doubted, but Jesus Christ lifted me up, brought me from darkness into light, encouraged my spirit, empowered me to say, "I believe that I must go through darkness in order to experience resurrection." That's true for every one of us. How do you know who loves you until you fail? How do your children know that they belong until they disappoint you? Until they don't meet your expectations? How would they know when they're perfect and wonderful and fabulous? We all need those parents that say, "I have perfect children." They haven't understood paradox. And therefore, when we come to celebrate Easter Day, we are celebrating the power of Jesus Christ lifting us up in times of darkness, empowering us in a time of failure, healing us in a time of wounding. That's the meaning of Easter. Years and years ago, I used to visit this old Irish priest. He was a bit cranky, and he drank a little bit. But he was very wise. He was very well read. And each time I was leaving him, I'd say, "John, say something wise to me." Well, he said a few things that weren't so wise, but And on one occasion, he said, "Remember this, Clem," he said. "If you want to live more than one life, you must die more than once." I wrote that down. I never forgot that. So wherever you are in your life, you will be touched by dying. You will be touched by failure. You may be touched by a church that says there isn't room for you. And yet in our awareness of resurrection and the infinite love of God, we have a belief that all are welcome. It's easy for me to tell you, the people of Holy Family, that I love you because you give meaning to my life. And you belong to this family of faith. You belong, I don't care how many times you're married, 10 times, that's okay. You're gay, you're lesbian, you're crazy, you're nuts, but you're my family. You're my family. Once you belong, once you know you belong, once you feel that belonging, you are tasting the margins of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are being touched by the power of Jesus Christ, lifting you up, giving meaning to your life. To say, don't get discouraged. The Lord is with you, even in your time of darkness. Never lose hope, because Jesus Christ died and rose to life, and now we must live in the resurrection. We live in a time of life. We don't get discouraged because the power of Jesus Christ lifts us. People worry about how many people come to church. It's not how many people come to church, how many people are praying in the church. It's not the size of the church, it's the depth of the church. It's the witness of a church. It's the statement of the church about death and resurrection. It's a place of welcoming for humanity. For the death and resurrection of Christ can only be experienced in our humanity. We must fail. Failure is part of being human. But part of faith is the power of Jesus Christ lifting us up, allowing us to have a new vision of life, a new understanding of ourselves, a new understanding of God's presence in our lives. So wherever you are, where you gather today with your family, and you will celebrate, it's the presence of Jesus Christ, the gift of belonging, that you celebrate. Your family today gathering is a church. It's the first church where you experience the welcoming, the embrace, and the forgiveness and understanding of God. If you're weighed down, you're burdened by some great cross in your life, don't lose hope. You are being called today to resurrection and new life. So lift up your spirit and believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he calls us, each and every one of us, to be people of the resurrection. It's called good news. Amen.